views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Now here's your host, Michelle Bond.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method, the Michelle Bond Method. Together. That Brian, that was our very long intro.
All right, how are you doing today, Michelle?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing well.
Good. Okay. Yes, I am the founder of the Bond Method, bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit. And you're listening to my show, The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on WBLQ 1230 AM, Connecticut, Rhode Island, and New York, and TransformationTalkRadio.com, just to name a few of the places we are distributed. You know, I have over 20 years experience working in the mind, body, and spirit modalities. I'm a board-certified nutritional consultant and holistic health practitioner, and I developed the Bond Method to help people after seeing with their health and manifestation and living the life that they want to live, their dream life, after seeing what does and doesn't work, since I've been doing this for quite some time. So are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Are you tired of taking all those pills and still not feeling any better? Or, lo and behold, did you just find out that you have gotten some kind of healthcare challenge and you don't know where that came from because you thought that you were living a healthy life, you were eating well, you were exercising, and you were getting plenty of rest and you just don't understand what the heck happened to you? And that's what happened to me. A few years ago, ended up with hypothyroidism. And the doctors couldn't determine that because everything came back normal on the blood test, except it, except I was exhausted all the time. And I had to do a basal temperature test in order to see if that's what it was. And sure enough, that's what it was. Also, I had to seek the help of an energy healer that determined that's what it was. And I also suffered from irritable bowel syndrome, IBS. And, you know, and I thought that everything was cool because I was a yogini. I was working out. I was doing like an hour and a half to 2 hour yoga classes 5 times a week. And I was meditating. I've been meditating for 20 years. So I thought I was handling my stress all right. And I thought I was eating correctly because I was eating mostly a plant-based diet. I did not eat processed food. I did not go out and eat at a fast food restaurant or anything like that. But still, I managed to get sick. And I went to my doctor, and my doctor was a good man. and my allopathic doctor, and he couldn't find anything that was wrong with me. And he just figured, you know, that my stomach condition was IBS, irritable bowel syndrome. And so I asked him, you know, what could I do? But he couldn't find anything that was wrong with me regarding the fatigue. And I mean, I was so fatigued that I would get out of bed after sleeping 9 hours to 10 hours at night, feed the dog, the little Durga, the mascot of the show here, the 5-pound Yorkie, feed her, have breakfast, take a shower, and I would have to go back to bed because I was so exhausted. So that is the degree of how bad it was. And he, you know, he just looked at me and says, well, I can't find anything, so I just don't know what to do. But thank God he did not say it's all in your head, because it wasn't. So that's when I went to an energy healer, and I found out about doing the basal temperature test to find out, you know, about my thyroid condition. And he confirmed it. And so he recommended some herbs and that I took, and some other treatments that I could do to get rid of it, and everything worked. And it, and then I started thinking, okay, now if I've got this lifestyle that's supposed to be good, I'm a yogini and meditation teacher, and I think I'm eating healthy, what is the missing link? And what we discovered, what I discovered the missing link was, is that while I thought I was eating healthy, I really wasn't. That there was a lot of stuff in the food that people aren't even aware of. And so I decided to become certified in nutrition. So I became a nutritional consultant. I took a 500-hour certification class. And I'm also a board-certified holistic health practitioner. So I've seen a lot of what does work and doesn't work. And I was able to actually get rid of the hypothyroidism and the irritable bowel syndrome through diet, through implementing what I learned when I became a nutritional consultant. So I have helped myself, I've helped my friends and my family, and many other clients with many other health challenges. So the BOND method can help you if you're suffering like I did from thyroid imbalances, headaches, migraines, allergies, acid reflux or heartburn, high cholesterol, chronic skin disorders, irritable bowel syndrome, like I said, or other digestive disorders, joint pain, including arthritis, PMS, perimenopause and menopause, fibroids, as well as help you lose weight and keep it off. How we get rid of those unwanted pounds, especially those pounds that are put on by cortisol, which is the hardest and most difficult type of weight to lose. And I know that because I suffered from that as well. When we moved up here, it took us a year to move up to Seattle from Los Angeles. And the stress, oh my word, the stress and the food I had to eat, because when you're out on the road like that, you know, it's a shame, but there really isn't healthy food that's readily available. So you kind of are stuck having to eat what's there, otherwise you'll starve to death. And it's not always healthy, and it puts on this belly fat that's really hard to get rid of. But I've been able to get rid of it and help other people get rid of that cortisol belly fat through stress. So I can help you. And the reason why I can help you with these health challenges as well as other ones is because when you're out of whack, 9 times out of 10 is because you aren't getting proper nutrition. And if you were, you would be on top of your game and in good health, and you wouldn't get these, you know, oh, I thought I was okay, but I guess I'm not. Or maybe you're in good health, but you can't seem to manifest the life that you want, or it could be even the other way around. Maybe you're manifesting the life you want, but your health is suffering. So the BOND method can help you, and it is not a one-size-fits-all type of a program. So no two people are alike. So the types of programs that don't address this don't really work for everybody. So, you know, like Dr. Pat and I were talking the other day about how she had gone to a coach, and he had said, okay, you need to play basketball, because he recommended everybody play basketball. And she was like looking at him like, are you freaking serious? There's no way I'm going to play basketball. So, you know, so that didn't work. But what he didn't do is take into consideration what she liked to do, number one, what her preference is. If she's going to do that, because you're recommending to somebody with something that they hate, you're not going to have compliance. They're not going to follow through with it. And number two, how could he help her with what it was she was going there with without giving her something that didn't work for her? So that is what the Bond Method does. It's a customized program that is developed for you. And what I do is I look at what your food preferences are and develop a program based around that. So we're running out of time here. When we come back from the break, though, I'm going to explain this a little bit more and how this method can help you not only get healthy, have optimal health, but also manifest your wildest dreams and reach abundance. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on WBLQ and Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with Wholeness Coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Desilly is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. No two people are alike, and what may work for one person may not work for you. That is why I use biochemical analysis to see what is really going on in your body. This enables me to recommend the proper nutrition and supplemental program to help you feel great and lose weight. This method is painless, uses no needles, and is inexpensive. Why spend all that money on blood and urine tests that don't really tell the whole story when you can have an analysis that will? For more information, contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Feeling down and dirty, feeling kind of mean. Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. You are listening to me as I am explaining to everybody what the Bond Method is that I developed. I'm the founder of the Bond Method, and I've developed this program after working with mind, body, and spirit modalities for the past 20 years. I'm a board-certified nutritional consultant and holistic health practitioner. And the reason why I'm doing this is because I have fans out there and or listeners who like to comment on my show. And they said they had no idea what I really did. So this is why I'm doing this, is to educate you all as to what I really do. The Bond Method is a customized program developed just for you that through the use of your customized nutrition and lifestyle choices, you give your body the support it needs to heal itself so it can return once again to the blueprint of health that you were born with. Now, everybody has their own unique blueprint that came with you when you were born. It's just like when you're building a house or a building and you have a blueprint for that, the plans, the blueprint. Your body has the same thing, and you were born with this. And when you are suffering from a healthcare challenge, you have deviated off of that blueprint. So the Bond Method gives your body support it needs so it can rebalance itself and return to its natural blueprint and heal itself. I don't heal you. Your doctors don't heal you. Only you heals you. But what we can do is we can help you create an environment, balance your body again so that it can heal itself. And it's very important. You just need to give your body the tools with which to do that, and that is what the Bond Method does. It gives you the customized tools to allow your body to heal itself. And the reason why we say it's bonding you and your wholeness together is mind, body, and spirit, is because all three of these elements, mind, body, and spirit, there is no separation. They work together in harmony so you can be whole. And if any one of these is off, then you're out of balance. So you can suffer from healthcare challenges. If you have a lot of drama in your life, there's not enough money going around, you know. It's like Dave Ramsey says, what does he say? There's too much money at the end of the paycheck. I mean, too many bills at the end of the paycheck, something like that. Feeling like one part of your life is going good, but not another part. Like maybe your career is going really well, but your personal life is, and your marriage or your family life is up in upheaval. You feel unfulfilled and lacking a sense of purpose or direction. And you can have a feeling of all over malaise, and you're not really sure why. And a lot of programs just focus on one thing, either dealing with the body or dealing with the emotion and mind only, or dealing with manifestation only. Now, these are all good. But for long-lasting results, you have to have a balance in all the elements, not just one, all the elements, mind, body, and spirit. And that is where the Bond Method can help you. And it uses seven steps to help you get to your optimal health and wholeness and experience the law of attraction like never before and manifest abundance. And also experience life in a new way with love, and joy, peace, and happiness. I mean, who doesn't want that? Now, maybe you don't need all seven steps. So maybe if you're manifesting what you want out of life, but you don't feel like you have enough energy, or you're not really on top of your game, or you're suffering from a healthcare challenge, then you don't have to do all seven of the steps. Because it's a customized program, you only do the part that you need, the part that's for you. And like I said, the program is a customized program. So you can take what you need, and that's it. Okay? So there are seven steps to the Bond Method. And first, the very first step is analysis. And so there's two types of analysis. First of all, analysis is performed on your eating habits and patterns. And the reason why I do this is because I have my clients keep a 3-day diary of all the foods they eat. And I do this so that I can see what your food preferences are, because there's a lot of factors that go into people's diets. Their food preferences, the culture that they were raised in, the time that they have to eat and prepare the food. There's all these different things. So if I can see what you're eating and it's not a judgment call, then I can make suggestions and provide a customized program for you that you are more apt to follow. Like I said, it's not a one pill for everybody type of deal, because that just doesn't work. You know, some people might like kale. I mean, I know a lot of people who love kale. I happen to be one of them, but then there's other people who hate kale. So if I'm recommending that everybody eat kale, you're not going to eat the kale. Are you? No, you're not, because you don't like it. And if I try to make you eat the kale and you try to make yourself eat the kale, you're not going to be happy. You're going to be stressed out. And we don't want that. So that's the reason why I do this this diary, so that I can see what it is that you like to eat and see what needs to be tweaked. But if we're going to be tweaking it, it's going to be easy for you to follow, because it's going to be following your preferences for the most part, unless you're going and you're eating all McDonald's or something like that. But that's another story. Then we also do a biochemical analysis. Now, a lot of nutritionists and people who work with you with your diet want you to go and take a lot of blood tests to find out your deficiencies. And I personally don't like to recommend that, because number one, I've had a lot of firsthand experience with my clients and myself and my husband, where these are not always accurate. And just because you've got something in, like, for example, the blood test for the hypothyroidism, mine, it came back negative, that everything was fine. Everything was not fine. My thyroid was not getting the proper hormone that it needed to function properly, even though it looked normal on the blood. It was not there. So you can have these nutrients in your blood, but that doesn't tell me what's getting into your organs, what your body is actually utilizing. And the same with urine tests. Well, it just tells me that you're getting rid of this substance in your urine. Doesn't necessarily mean that it's affecting your body. So I do a biochemical analysis, and what this is this is a series of questions, and they're structured in such a way that gets to the root of the matter. Because when you're deficient in a certain nutrient, or you have toxicities in your body, you are going to feel a certain way. And I have found that this analysis actually is very accurate and right on. And this is what I use with my clients to develop a nutritional program and supplemental program for them. And I know it works, because the way they tell me they feel after they've gone on it, and the results that they are getting when they go to the doctors. So, like, for example, the cholesterol goes way, way down. Would be an example of that. But with this biochemical analysis, I can see not only what nutrients you are deficient in, but also if you have any toxicities, like heavy metal toxicities, if you have parasites, and if you have hormonal imbalances. So all of these things are looked at. And then based upon that, I develop your supplemental program. And then also based upon that, I will develop the detox. So the second step is, after analyzing all of these analyses, the diet and your biochemical analysis, then the customized programs are developed. So the second step is the customized programs. You'll get dietary guidelines, nutritional supplemental program, meal plans, easy to follow recipes if you want them, and also lifestyle recommendations for exercise and relaxation. And this is, again, recommendations that you can fit into your lifestyle, not one fits all. Like, everybody thinks that they have to, that meditation is the only way to activate the parasympathetic nervous system. And that's not really true. Yes, indeed, it does do that, but not everybody can meditate. So what do we do with people who can't? And even though I'm a meditator, been doing it for 20 years, there's been times in my life when I haven't been able to do that, and it's okay. Then the third step is we develop a customized detox program. And this is a program that's, if you have toxicities that show up on your biochemical analysis, then we have a program developed to get rid of those toxicities, because detox is very important, and it's not a program where one detox fits all will help people, because that's just doesn't work. And it's something that needs to be taken seriously. Because if you're detoxing, a lot of emotions can come up. And if you're doing the wrong one, it can cause you more harm than good. Then the fourth step is emotional clearing program. And this clears the minds of limiting emotions and belief. These are exercises that I have used myself and have used with my clients, and they work. Then five, the fifth step, your sole purpose is analyzed. So you learn the unique lesson that your soul was put on this earth to learn. And once you learn that, you can heal and move past it. Then you'll no longer be held back by it. So you can move forward with grace and ease and manifest the life you want. Then number six is recognizing your higher power. You reconnect with who you really are, your higher power, and you rediscover where all your good comes from. And then the seventh step and the final step is the law of attraction. You learn surefire proven techniques to experience the law of attraction like never before. And you learn the true proven secret of living an abundant life. Because a lot of people have done affirmations. A lot of people have listened to a lot of self-help books on how to manifest abundance and wealth. And they fall short. We've had a recession back in 2007. It started in 2008. It's been continuing on for a while. Why is that? If all these positive reinforcement affirmations and all these self-help books help, why did the nation go through this? Why? Well, not just the nation, but the world. Why did this happen? So this teaches you the real way to manifest. We've got to take another quick break, but when we come back, we're going to be talking about oils. What oils, what the truth about oils, actually, what's hype and what's not, about the oils that you are eating. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, R-H-I-N-O-R-O-Z.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimeLightRadio.com.
Are you ready to have all your relationships work for you? Those with your family, friends, and coworkers? Perhaps with a lover? How about with your body and your money? Ask Susan, relationship counselor, life coach, and access consciousness facilitator. Susan Lazar Hart has assisted thousands in creating relationships that truly work for them. Ask Susan, a monthly telecall where you can be heard and receive simple tools to apply to all your relationships. AskSusan.net. That's ask-susan.net.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. His hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with Wholeness Coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, founder of The Bond Method. The Michelle Bond Method. Bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit. And you are listening to my show, The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on WBLQ and TransformationTalkRadio.com. Okay, we've been talking about the Bond Method and what I can do for you and how that works for you as a customized program to help you manifest your dreams, have optimal health, and lead the life you want to. And if you've got any questions about that or you want more information, you can contact me at M as in Michelle, B as in Bond, at themichellebondshow.com, MB at themichellebondshow.com, or call me 425-412-0202. 425-412-0202. And if you forget all that, just go to themichellebondshow.com, and it's right there on my website. Okay, it is time for our What the Bleep Is That?
And now, the Michelle Bond's What the segment.
Say. All right, our What the Bleep is rancid cooking oils. Yes, you heard me, rancid cooking oils. I don't know if you all know this, but most of the cooking oils that are out there on the market, the vegetable oils that you use to cook with, are rancid before they even hit the shelves. And that is because of the way they have been processed. Now, what's the big deal about rancid cooking oils? Well, first of all, when the oils go rancid, they create free radicals, and free radicals they become oxygenized and create free radicals. And free radicals cause cancer. So they're carcinogen. So they're a carcinogen oil, and you don't want to be eating something that can cause cancer. So one of the most popular oils out there that's used is soybean oil, aka vegetable oil. And vegetable oil, if you read, you need to read the labels. You'll see most of the time it's soybean oil. Other times it will also have palm oil or cottonseed oil in there as well. And none of these oils are good for you. Soybean oil is used a lot in restaurants, in baked goods, in processed food, fast food, and even in salad dressings. It's in everything. Just read the label, you'll see. Even veganese, which is a vegan mayonnaise, is soybean oil. And it's not good for you. First of all, it's GMO'd, which means you're getting all kinds of pesticides, herbicides. You're just getting a cocktail of sides, okay? And not the good kind. Pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, it's the whole deal. Because the GMO'd seeds, the reason why they're GMO'd is so that they can spray with herbicides, a ton of them, to get rid of the weeds. And so you're just getting all of this stuff, all these toxins in your food when you're eating GMO foods. And this oil is processed at a very high temperature, then, which causes it to be rancid. Anything, whenever you see oils that are processed at a high temperature, that means they have gone rancid, because they should not, they've gone past the point of their smoking point to be processed. And what happens is, because they stink, and the manufacturing companies that make this, the producers of these oils, realize that they stink and know that you as a consumer is going to realize that when you open up the bottle. So they deodorize it and they hydronate them and they refine them. And so they use even a higher temperature to refine it even more. And so that's what makes it go rancid even worse. And lots of soy oil does not appear as a cooking oil that you see in the jars of vegetable oil, but it gets hydronated and it's sold as margarine or shortening. So that's what you're getting lots in your margarine and your shortening. And we know that hydronated oils are not good for us. They cause heart disease. What the soybean oil is good for, though, is lubricating things like door hinges, bikes, and anything else that squeaks. And also it's good for killing mosquito larvae. So, hey, you know, if you want to get rid of mosquitoes, just spray the water there for the mosquitoes with the soy oil and, you know, kill the mosquitoes, get rid of the mosquitoes. Palm oil is another mass-produced rancid oil that is loaded with saturated fat. So it's not good for you. And again, there are environmental issues regarding palm oil as far as in Indonesia and Malaysia, the rainforest. So that's not good for you to put in your body, and it's not good for the environment. Then another oil that you see a lot is cottonseed oil. It's GMO'd. So it's got the herbicide, pesticide cocktail again. And cottonseed oil really is not meant to be eaten. I mean, we have cotton, and we grow cotton so that we can make it into garments. And the oil really is not, it's not a food product, really. And it's loaded with saturated fat. It's fat, saturated fat is 93.6%, which is huge. Absolutely huge. Then another real popular oil out there is canola oil. Now, this is GMO'd from the very beginning because canola oil comes from rapeseed. And rapeseed was used as an insecticide, and rape oil is a source of mustard gas. So it's not good for you, so they had to GMO it. So it's already GMO'd, and we know that GMO'd foods can cause allergies. That's the other problem with the soybean oil, is it causes allergies. So we don't want to eat that. And the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, classifies it as a biopesticide. And like other heavy metals, like mercury and the toxin fluoride, it cannot be eliminated from the body. So you want to be staying away from the canola oil, because once again, it's processed, even though it's GMO, it's processed at a high temperature, so it's rancid. And then they use bleaching and deodorizing and hexane, which is in your gasoline, to clean it up. So we want to stay away from that. Another big oil is corn oil. And this, you can't find organic corn oil anywhere. It's all GMO. We know what the issue is with that. Then again, there's peanut oil, which is very popular, especially when people started frying their turkeys. Everybody likes to fry their turkeys in peanut oil around Thanksgiving time. The deal with peanut oil is that unrefined peanut oil has a smoking point. Now, a smoking point is how high you can heat up the oil without it burning. And when it reaches that certain temperature, the smoking point is burned, and then it's gone rancid, and now it's turned into a carcinogenic oil. So unrefined, so that would be like just regular old peanut oil, only has a smoking point of 320 degrees. And you've got to cook the turkey at higher than 320 degrees in order for it to be safe to eat and to cook. Refined, which means it's been processed at a very high temperature and gone through the other components as the other oils we're talking about, has a smoking point of 450 degrees. So when you're frying stuff, you're getting this refined peanut oil, which is not good for you. It's rancid, and you know that's how you're able to cook at a higher temperature. So you should not be using peanut oil to fry. Another controversial oil that's out there is safflower oil. And lots of times this is put in tonal and CLA. If you look at the bottle of tonal and CLA, you'll see safflower oil in it. And safflower oil, really, well, see, this is what they did. They, in 1966 and 1973, they did a study. And what they did is they gave safflower oil to people who had a heart attack in place of animal fats. But what they found was that they had an increased risk of death from heart disease from the people who had the safflower oil. So it's, and this was published in the British Medical Journal, and it was a test done by the Sydney Diet Heart Study. That's what it was called, the Sydney Diet Heart Study. So you probably don't want to be consuming a whole lot of that. Now, they mix it with CLA, which is conjugated linoleic acid. And that comes from conjugated linoleic acid, comes from meat and dairy products. And the deal with doing that is that they say that it'll burn belly fat. So if you want to lose weight, all you have to do is take this Tonalin CLA or the CLA, and you'll lose weight. Well, I tried that personally. I did try it, and it didn't get rid of my belly fat. I can tell you that. It didn't work whatsoever. But they did do some clinical studies. Actually, there were 30 clinical studies that studied the effect on weight management, and the results were very inconsistent. And finally, in 2007, an analysis showed that it had a very small impact on the belly fat. So that's really not the way to be losing weight. Okay, so we've got to take another quick break, but when we come back, we will talk about the oils that you can consume that are very good for you and good for cooking. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Hi, this is Katina Macris of Limelight Radio. Do you or someone you know suffer with Lyme disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, MS, allergies, loss of wellness? I did, and advanced cell training has been a restorative, self-healing modality, bringing renewed health and energy to my life. Thousands of others rave about the remarkable success Gary Bleier's cutting-edge healing approach at AdvancedCellTraining.com creates. Request their free DVD for self-healing work in the comfort of your own home at AdvancedCellTraining.com. Be inspired to heal in new and expansive ways. Your life is too precious to ignore.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio hosts and motivational speakers Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LymeLightRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. You're listening to the show, and we're talking about oils. And we were talking about oils that aren't good for you before the break, so now we're going to talk about oils that are good for you. So my most favorite oils that I like cooking with are actually olive oil and grapeseed oil. Olive oil because it has a smoking point of 380 degrees, and grapeseed oil because it has a smoking point of 421 degrees. Now, you just need to get your virgin olive oil, and you're good to go. It is the least processed oil, and it has polyphenols, which are antioxidants, and it lowers your low-density cholesterol, which is the bad cholesterol. And so it promotes a healthy heart, and it does support healthy cells and helps to combat breast cancer. So it's a very good oil for you. And the deal is, what a lot of chefs do is they'll combine butter and olive oil when they're cooking. Butter's got a smoke point of 250 to 300 degrees. So by combining the butter with the olive oil, it increases the smoke point, and so the butter doesn't burn and become rancid, and you get the flavor of the butter as well. Now, grapeseed oil is very good. It's got a lot of omega-6s in it, and in a 1993 study, they found that it increased your HDL cholesterol, your good cholesterol, and lowered your LDL cholesterol, which is your bad cholesterol. So that's why I like it. Now, there's a lot of controversy out there about coconut oil, and people are saying that that's really good for you. Coconut oil has lauric acid in it, and not, in fact, 91% of it is lauric acid, and that is a saturated fat, and that does increase your cholesterol levels. By raising your good cholesterol, and also what they don't tell you is it also raises your bad cholesterol. So it's raising both your high and your good. And some people who do tell you that say, well, that's fine because it's raising the good cholesterol, so it's okay. I just think that, and then they go on to say that you need to have 3 to 3.5 tablespoons of this oil a day, and you need to eat it like that. And that it holds up very well to high temperature cooking. And actually, the organic virgin coconut oil, which is the only kind you should be consuming because the refined is, again, treated like all the other oils that we were talking about before the break that are treated at high temperatures. So they're rancid, and then they deodorize them and refine them so that they don't stink. So you want to stay away from the refined. But the smoking point of the virgin coconut oil is 351 degrees, and that is not very high if you're using it to fry foods. I don't suggest that you fry foods anyway. But if you're cooking, 351 degrees is not that high. The refined coconut oil, though, does have a smoking point of 450 degrees. So I think that's where some confusion was in this coconut oil. So it will break down. It does not hold up as well as olive oil or grapeseed oil to the cooking process. So it will break down. Then the other thing is that there's 9 health organizations, not only in the United States, but Europe and internationally, say that you really shouldn't be consuming high doses of it because of the saturated fat. So I think this is one that can be, it's going to be hyped up. It's being hyped up. And I think later on we might find that the health claims are not completely there, that it does increase your cholesterol level. And there's the other thing they say is that it's an antifungal and antibacterial, but so's garlic. So I think if you want something like that, then go after the garlic or the other types of foods that offer those properties, and you don't have to run the risk of your cholesterol going up. So I would tread lightly with this one. If you want to use it, you know, and eat it. I would eat it in moderation and use it in moderation. Also, when you do cook with it, it will impart its flavor of coconut into your food. So do be aware of that. And if it doesn't, it's because you've gotten the refined doesn't, but you don't want the refined because it's not good for you. There's a lot of other, though. There's a couple of other very interesting oils out there that I want to talk about for cooking. And one of them is avocado oil. And unrefined, which is what you want, has a smoking point of 480 degrees, which is really high. The virgin avocado oil has a smoking point of 375 degrees, so that still is pretty high. So it's got chlorophyll in it, it's green, and you want to make sure you're getting all of these oils need to be all cold pressed. Look for that expeller cold press on the deal so that you're not getting rancid oils. And then rice bran oil has a smoking point of 450 degrees, and this actually holds up for frying. It really is the best oil for frying. They did a study where they found that it held up for 2 hours, 2 hours of frying at 450 degrees, and it did not break down. So that's good. They say that it can help with hot flashes. I don't know. But they do say it can. So maybe if you're going through menopause, you might want to look at that. Then sesame oil is another one. And they use that a lot in Asia and India, especially with Ayurveda. And the unrefined has a 350 degree smoking point. So that's pretty good. Don't use it for a lot of cooking, though, at that rate. And you may want to make sure you're getting it cold pressed. It does have vitamin E in there, which oxidates the blood, which helps with preventing heart disease. And omega-6s has antioxidants. And it also has minerals and vitamin B6 in it. So that's a very interesting oil. So the oils I recommend are olive oil, everything cold pressed, olive oil, grapeseed oil, avocado, rice bran, and sesame oil. And try to get it organic if you can. So that's the study on the oil. The oil primer. So we're done with the oil primer. Now it's time for the philosophy tip of the day. Okay, so we're going to be doing the philosophy tip of the day. And we've been talking a lot about where your I am presence comes from. And so we know that it's above you and within your heart. And we need to, I'm going to give you a quote from the I Am Discourses. There are no words in the vocabulary of any language that touch 1,000th part of the power of those two words, I am. That is why we ask all, please, in all reference to your Godhead or to divinity, use the words I am or mighty I am presence. Do not go on using your old terminology or the things which you have known. They do not carry the same power as the words I am, your mighty I am presence. Think of what it means in the vibratory action to say mighty I am presence. Its power is released into and through your body every time you say that. And if you say it with great firmness and determination, then that intensification of your presence and its energy, which beats your heart, is released into and through your body in action. So the words I am are very, very powerful. And that's what we speak to when we talk about our Godhead or our higher power. It's our I am presence. And when we recognize that, then the whole world opens up and it becomes our oyster. We can manifest what we want to. That's just one of the tips of manifestation. You've been listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to the New Reality. And I'm the founder of The Bond Method, bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit. For more information about me and The Bond Method or the show, you can go to themichellebondshow.com. Themichellebondshow.com. God bless you all. You have a prosperous week, and we'll see you next time. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenge. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Visit themichellebondshow.com for more information.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Dr. Pat Show. With Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com. Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought. Because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.